Hey guys, it's Jazzy and Kenny.
We are currently at Flat Rock Middle School.
It is May 1st, 2018.
And today we will be discussing standing up for what's right. Now you will listen to Boot Up by Ella May.
Okay, so Jazzy will talk about how she stood up for her sister Sky when she was getting bullied.
Suicide is the highest rate of people dying, and you may possibly be the cause of this. The term is bullying. Okay, so my sister's been bullied all her life. She's been picked on to the extreme. It was just so easy to point at her and just laugh. Sky never told my mom and I about the situation until way later. We called the school's principal and nothing was being solved. Until one day, I was in all of this chaos. We were at the park and my mom told me to go outside to watch my sister. This mean girl decided to get a laugh, so she called my sister lots of names. I told her to stop, but that didn't work. And then she pushed my sister. At that moment, I was so furious I wanted to beat her up and bring her to the ground. But I had to be reasonable. The girl was only 10. So I used unharmful and powerful words to get her to stop. And since that day, Sky wasn't bullied that much anymore. Even though she still gets picked on, she isn't bullied anymore to the point where she wants to kill herself. Yes, she wanted to kill herself. It was so sad when I caught her in the act of doing something so stupid. God gave her a purpose to be in this world, and she wanted to end it due to some bratty kid she may not see in her future life. I told my mom, and we had a huge family meeting, and we contacted the counselor, which helped her even more. If there were kids picking on her, she would just ignore them. Ignoring is a very small action, but when you do it, the bullies won't get the fun they came for. Just standing up for anyone can get rid of the cloudy skies and bring sunshine. You may say, how will words help me with a massive, huge bully? Or I'll just stick to fighting. We'll be back after you hear this tune from Famous Dex called Pick It Up. Then you'll know all the tips on how to end the serious crisis from the one and only Kenny.
Thanks, Jazzy, for that empowering story. I'm sure that plenty of people will appreciate that message. I will be talking about tips and tricks for how to stand up for what you think is right. I don't know about you, but I am scary, or what you might call a scaredy cat. If you want to fight me, okay, was right up, but the one thing I am scared to do is speak what's on my mind. I feel that people will judge what I have to say. You might relate to this, but instead of being afraid to speak, you may be scared to sing in front of a crowd. Some things I do if I want to speak my mind are take a few deep breaths and think of anything bad someone could say back. I know you might be like, Kenny, are you stupid? This is what defeats you. But wait, there's more. When you think of what that person or those people will say to you, think of why. I can't find any answer as to why they would say that besides they're ignorant, or maybe their side of what you're standing up for is right or different from what theirs is. Another thing to do is just do it. You'll know what people think, but that's a good thing. You'll learn what your mistakes are, maybe choose a new opinion. Things that you can stand up for are rights and equality. There are more, but these are just a few from the top of my head. Equality can be fighting for equal rights, equal pay, desegregation, and equal marriage rights. The last song we will be hearing is Nice for What by Drake.
Thank you for those nice tips. This concludes our podcast on standing up for what's right. Hashtag stand up. You know what I mean, babe?
I'm so sorry. She is very cringy. Instead of listening to Nice for What by Drake, we're going to be listening to Doing It Wrong by Drake.
Ha ha ha. You guys thought we were done. That's funny. You are now in the random zone, which includes lots of laughs, embarrassing events, and some of our life stories. This is just the aftermath, basically. Well, here is an embarrassing story in my younger life, my little self. When I was in kindergarten, I was so nervous, and I was new, which made things way worse. So I didn't know where the bathrooms were, which was very hard for me in kindergarten. Anyways, during lunch, I drank too much apple juice, which was my favorite drink at that time. It still is my favorite drink. One of my favorite drinks. Anyways,
And suddenly I felt wetness on my cute flower-printed pants, which were also my favorite. I smelled like a fire hydrant until my mom brought me pants and underwear. My mom said, if that happens again, I would get in trouble. Because she potty trained me. And yeah. And this was in front of all my classmates, which was so embarrassing. My friends, my kind of friends, they probably thought I was weird and not mature, I guess. But a kindergartner isn't supposed to be that mature, right? I was born in Bronx, New York, in Einstein Hospital on June 28th, 2005 at 6:28 p.m., which is kind of weird because June 28th, 6:28, you know? Yeah. It's also weird how I got in Georgia when I was all the way in the north. But when I was 2 years old, I left to go to Washington State, not D.C. Then I went to live in Puerto Rico, which was a worse decision because it was so hot there and so I felt like I was melting. And then I went to Florida with my aunt, and that didn't go well either because I just didn't like it there. And finally, Georgia, because of a job opportunity for my mom. But Georgia is kind of going well for me so far. I like the school, sort of. And I also like, it's just better than Puerto Rico. I can tell you that. And yes, my mom is a single parent. My parents were divorced and my dad is still in New York. He is like me, but a man version, but he never keeps his word. For example, he said she has a birthday box for me. But it's almost been a year and he still hasn't sent it. He is also very clumsy because while he was at work, he cut half of his middle finger off. I know this because he ambushed me with the hideous picture while I was eating my goldfish and I almost barfed them out. Yeah. Where I live is not my expectation. I used to live in a house, but I now live in a not-so-much house. It's not that bad, but it's not the best. But at least I go to a good school. The place isn't the hood, but the structure isn't the. It's not my style. But it's not so bad. Can't you just wait for summer? Well, can't you just not wait? I can't say right. I can't wait for summer. There. I can't wait for the pool, the beach, tans, sleeping late, sleeping in, my favorite part of summer, my birthday, and a trip to New York, and much more.
Okay, that's enough potty stories. Now I'm going to tell y'all a little more about myself. I was born in East Atlanta in a hospital. I was supposed to say a joke, but it's 11 o'clock, and I don't have time for that. After I was born, I moved to Fulton County with my mom, and then I moved to Fayetteville with my Nana and went to Leap Academy for first grade, second, third, and fourth. And then I went to North Fayette for fifth grade. Then I came to Flat Rock. For 6th and 7th, and I might be going to a different school that I applied for 8th grade, but I hope not because I'm trying out for the volleyball team tomorrow, and I really want to get on the team. And for high school, I might be going to McIntosh High School, but I hope I do not go there because there's only 9% of my race there. I mean, there's nothing wrong with nobody else, but 9% is very small. If I leave my school for 8th grade, I'm going to cry because, like, I'm very sensitive. I'm going to miss all my classmates because I've created such a strong bond with all of them. And I'm going to miss Mr. Carby and Ms. Quant because they have prepared everyone for what
that's about to come and more. And yeah, I'm going to save the rest of that for the end of the year speech. Just kidding. I don't think. Okay, whatever. And the music I like are old school R&B. And I like rap. And I like most of the songs that are in this podcast. And I'm going to tell y'all a story. So, you know that song that y'all just listened to? SWV. It's called Weak by them. And I asked my friend Sierra if she knew them. No. I went to go see them in a concert last weekend or 2 weeks ago or whatever. And she was like, who is SWV? Swerve? I don't know. Swerve? And I was like, are you okay? And I was examining her. And like, I thought she would know what SWV was. And I was so confused. But that's all the time we have for today, and I'm for real this time. And I hope you enjoyed today's session. Thanks for tuning in, and goodbye.